Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Behold, verse 1, I will send my messenger. I will send my messenger. Who is this messenger? John the Baptist was the messenger. And the Lord, and he shall prepare the way for me. And the Lord whom you seek, the God of Israel that you have been worshipping, that you have been going to temple every now and then to worship, what will happen? He shall suddenly come to his temple. Who is that? Even the messenger of the covenant, the new covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, say the Lord of hosts. And that scripture was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 3. Let's read it. Matthew chapter 3. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, he permitted him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. Verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, what? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And after then, he left. And in John chapter 2 and verse 19, he could tell the Pharisees, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. Hallelujah. And they were thinking he was referring to the temple that it took them 46 years to build. And unknown to them, he was talking of the temple of his body. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that spirit, the glory that left through the eastern gate to Mount Olives, hallelujah, and alighted and disappeared, never came to Israel again until the Lord Jesus Christ coming by the water side. That same glory that disappeared was the glory that came on him, because he came only where his word is. When you understand this, church, then you will understand the glory of God, so that we are not carried away by an anointing. We go no deeper than that. That is the same glory that came on the Lord Jesus. Listen carefully. It came on the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ became the ark of the Lord. He was a carrier of the word. He was the bread of life. And remember, the Old Testament terminated the priesthood in Israel. Until Christ now comes in. When the Babylonians came and destroyed the temple, there are 3 things that disappeared permanently from Israel. Praise the Lord. The first one was the ark of God. The ark disappeared. The second one that disappeared was the office of the priesthood ceased. And the third one that disappeared, praise the Lord. What is the third one? Kingship. From then on, you don't hear any king anymore. The last king that God showed Ezekiel was King Zedekiah. Zedekiah was the last king, and God showed Ezekiel all the abominations that he did. And after then, no more king in Israel. Why? Because they have finished serving their purpose. Now Jesus Christ, the ark of God. Now Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the high priest of our profession. Hallelujah. That same Jesus Christ is coming to continue the office of the kingship of King David, because he came and he's promised the seat of his father, the throne of his father David. After Zedekiah, no more king. The next king that will come to Israel is King Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now watch it. They were in the temple. They were in the temple. And the ark now that was constructed by God himself through the womb of Mary came into the temple. But they could not recognize him. They rejected him. One time he came and scattered the money changers and all the business people in the temple. Destroyed and chased all of them. That is it not written that my house shall be a house of prayer? But you have turned it to a den of thieves and robbers. They were doing bazaar inside church. Praise the Lord. And they are still doing bazaar today. Inside church. Hallelujah. That was only possible because the glory had departed. Listen, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When the Philistines, during the days of Eli, when they had the battle with Israel, they defeated Israel, killed so many people. We see that story in 1 Samuel chapter just 1, 2, 3, where we read this morning. Now listen, chapter 2, 3, 4. It said, the Bible says that the two sons, to fulfill the prophecy, the two sons of Eli, those renegade priests, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed in the battle. And one soldier ran from the battlefield. He was 98 years old. A very old man. He was already worried because the ark was taken from Shiloh, was taken to the battlefield. He's worried. Hope this ark will come back. Oh, he was already worried. Then that soldier ran to him and said, see what happened. What happened? They have killed everybody. Even your two children are dead. Cardiac arrest. Heart attack. The man fell down, broke his head. He died. Phinehas' wife was pregnant. And as soon as she had the news, said, her father-in-law, don't die. Her brother-in-law, don't die. Her husband said, don't die. Stress, labor started. Before you know what, out of pressure, stress, she born pikin. She born pikin, finished. All the midwives say, hey, congratulations. You born a baby boy. And they were rejoicing. She refused to rejoice and call his name Ichabod. The glory has departed. The ark is gone. The glory has departed. If not, why would the ark be there and they will lose the battle? Praise the Lord. Now, I have a reason why I mentioned that story about the Ichabod departing. I will come to that shortly. Listen, church. Before you know what, that ark that God prepared by himself, Jesus Christ, came to the temple. He came to his own. His own received him not. What did they do? They sent him out of the temple. Sent him out there and crucified him. And you know what? It was that same eastern gate that they passed him through after the judgment. And they didn't know what they were doing. Through that same gate, they passed. That gate is overlooking the Mount of Olives. And Golgotha is just by the corner there. They crucified him facing Mount Olives. They killed him. But they cannot kill the glory. They buried him. On the third day he resurrected. According to the Bible, for 40 days, 500 people saw him as he showed himself to his disciples. And we see something in Acts chapter 1. Can we read it? Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. From verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. So, where did the cloud come to receive him up? It was in the same Mount Olive. When he was rejected in Solomon's temple, where the first covenant ended, where did he pass through? Through the same eastern gate to the Mount of Olives and disappear. The same glory that came again on this new ark was now departing also. He went to the same Mount Olive, and from there he was taken up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that glory, hallelujah, was nowhere. He told them, don't go anywhere. Go and tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father is that he promised them a comforter. It is nothing but the return of the glory that went up. Why was he coming? He was coming now to establish a new covenant, to confirm a new covenant. He's coming to confirm a new covenant. And on the day of Pentecost, as they gathered in the upper room, suddenly there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Acts chapter 2. And before you know what, that glory came down like cloven tongues of fire. The glory came like a ball and divided into several pieces of fire. 120 received that glory. Why? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was a pattern of the glory of God. The time has come now where you need a worship in this mountain or in Jerusalem. A new covenant was coming up. What is he going to do? He is no longer going to dwell in houses made with block and cement. What is he going to do? He's now going to look for individuals to dwell in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And before that glory comes, there is a preparation. It took him 3.5 years to prepare those buildings. Each of those 120 is a building of God. And that's why he calls us a city, the new Jerusalem. Because each and every one of us, we are a building, a mansion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A dwelling place of the Most High God. So that you can understand why Apostle Paul said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwell in you? Now, if that glory comes in you, then, hallelujah, it comes only in his temple, where the ark has been kept. Where is the ark? The heart. For that is where the altar is. And what is in that ark? It is the word of God. It is the word of God. For 3.5 years, he prepared these people with his word. He kept teaching them his word. He kept teaching them his word. He was preparing them. Church, if you don't have the word of God in you, you cannot receive that glory. The heart has to be prepared first with the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the same pattern. The glory departed. When he is to go It came in Christ Jesus. It didn't even come immediately. Jesus tried how to grow in wisdom and in stature before the glory came into that tabernacle. The same thing also with the apostles. I'm saying something so that I will redirect your mind where you should focus in your spiritual perfection. Listen, the word of God, no wonder Apostle Paul said that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. You first have to receive the word before you receive the Holy Ghost. And people say, but in the house of Cornelius, the house of Cornelius had already received the word. Peter was preaching to them and they received the word. While he was still speaking, they had already received it and the glory came down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying something here. And before you know what, Pentecost started. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Any church that is claiming that they are having a revival now, the same pattern that we saw in the Acts of Apostles is what we know. Whether it is the same glory that came then that has come now. Something happened. Praise the Lord. That revival was attacked. Along the church ages, the dark ages entered and God began to restore. He will not just restore to his church. Listen, he will not just restore to his church. The word of God had disappeared through that woman that corrupted the three measures of meal with leaven, and the works of grace, three works of grace were totally destroyed. Christ, or God himself in his agenda, through Luther, through Wesley, and all the reformers, they were restoring the word. The word has to be restored first. And when that word is restored, then, in 1906, that glory that came on the day of Pentecost came again in that Azusa revival that brought in the Pentecostal age. Church, listen, but the same thing that happened in the Solomon's temple time, the same thing happened again when the glory was restored to the Pentecostals. They rejected the word again. They rejected the word. Even when God used people like William Branham to bring back the people back to the word, screaming, and other men of God that were screaming that you have left the word, you have left the word, you are now pursuing prosperity, now no more holiness, now no more just nothing, nobody has time to teach people the true way of the gospel. They rejected. And William Branham was ministering one day, and the prophecy came from the congregation. I heard it in a tape. And the Lord spoke, judging the Pentecostal age. And he said, Ichabod is written against the Pentecostals. Ichabod, because that's where there was small life. He said, Ichabod is written. And church, that glory that has departed has not yet returned. Till now. That's where I am going. That glory that left when they decided to turn down the word of God. All this revival they are claiming is going on, it is the same type of revival that took place after Zerubbabel's temple was built. No ark there. Just enjoying the much more mercy of God. Because God will not allow his people to perish forever. So there's still healing. So there's still prophecy. And why will it be that we have to go to certain people always to see vision for us? In grace age, God does not operate like that. He deals with the individual. You can talk to him, he will talk back to you. It is because the glory has departed. Why will a preacher preach and stay behind the pulpit and lie? And nothing is happening in the first temple, of this grace age. Ananias and Sapphira, they were there before the presence of the glory. They lied in their testimony. And Peter came. Why will you do this? And you know what happened? Their dead bodies were packed Because of the presence of the glory. But why is it now that fornicators are behind the pulpit, having girlfriends, sitting down, listening and saying, "Am I right on, Pastor?" And nothing is happening. And it looks as if God doesn't care anymore about sin. And before you know what, plus imported anointing, plus genuine anointing, all of them, everybody, the anointing we see now, people falling down, and they fall down, and nothing disturbs their nature. And prostitutes go to church freely. Cocaine pushers go to church freely. Homosexuals and lesbians go to church, contrary to what God called abomination. They come to the church. Why? The glory has departed. Brothers fight one another. People have unforgiveness, and they still come together and eat communion. When Apostle Paul said, "He that eateth and drinketh that one unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation," he said, "For this cause many die." These days, anybody they die? Nobody they die. Why? The glory has departed. It's not that you're on your own. You're on your own. You're on your own. That is why Satan now is in the church, messing us up. A witch can tell a Christian, "You will not marry," and it will stand. A witch will tell you, "Your business will go down," and it will stand. And yet you are fasting, and you are praying, and you are paying your tithe regularly. Why? The glory has departed. The glory has departed. Brother, we hate another brother. Sister, we hate another sister. Why? The glory has departed. They had all things in common, and nothing is happening in your evil. People are not even paying tithe, and yet they are making it. Why? The glory has departed. No more love of God. No more fear of God. He pastor's office, then they fornicate. Pastor, they sleep with sister for office. Pastor, they change women like rapper. And nothing is happening. Why? The glory has departed. And up to this time I'm talking now, the glory has not yet come. But the glory will come. I said the glory will come. When will it come? Hey, hallelujah. When will the glory come? The glory will come in John ministry. It is now I understood what is John ministry. In Acts chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, from verse 8. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 10. Verse 8. By the time we come to verse 8, hallelujah. Listen, by the time we come to verse 8, from verse 1, the mercy seat is over. He stands up. That mighty angel you see from verse 1 is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been sitting in his office as a high priest for the past 2,000 years. He will stand up and close the door of salvation, because it is time for the gospel to be rounded up so that he can turn to Israel. Now, he comes, and then he lifts up his hand and swears by him that liveth forever and ever, that there should be time no more. That is from verse 1 to verse 6. I'm paraphrasing. And then, when he screams like a lion, roared, he said, seven thunders uttered their voices. It means they will be saying something. Then we come to verse 8. Now in verse 8, "And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and do what? Eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter." Verse 11, my emphasis. And he said unto me, after he had eaten the book, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. That verse 11 is the return of the glory before rapture. That verse 11 is a move of God. But before it happens, the seven thunders have uttered something. There is a word. Before glory comes, the word must first be placed in the ark. That gives you the rapturing faith. That positions you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The voice that is sounding now is come out of the denomination. After the shout, then that seven thunders, the voice of the archangel that produced the seven thunders, they say something, and it is from what is spoken. That book that is given to you now is the word of God. It's a knowledge that you receive. When you receive that, it positions you to where you are supposed to be spiritually speaking. Then the glory comes. And then a revival again. And when that revival takes place, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the return of the glory. So what is the coming of the glory for you now? It is John's ministry. It is the glory that comes to take us home. That glory was in Christ first, before the cloud came. And the two of them magnetized themselves. They go. That cloud, that Jesus again will come, hang in the air. And then, after he has waved us to the whole earth, because he said to nations, to kings, to people, that means there will be a worldwide revival. And I believe it, because what I am preaching now, the whole world is hearing it. So a worldwide revival. And it will not be about gathering in any spot. And it will not be about you following a particular man. That man in Shomolu said you should follow him. Where is the glory? Where is the glory? Where is he prophesying to? When that glory will come, nobody will stay to preach to anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. William Branham call it the adoption. That is when God will tell him, I have a people on earth here. And then when that glory pours on us, it is for home going. Take note as I round up. When the glory left Solomon's temple, judgment came. When the glory through Christ left Jerusalem, AD 70, judgment came to Jerusalem till 1948, scatter all of them. When John ministry strikes, it will strike and the rapture will take place. And when we are gone out of this world, we will remain there. He will come to collect his elect with Israel. When he finished collecting them, the foolish virgins will join up. And his elect will join up. Then they go also in the rapture. You know the two prophets, they go up. He carries his own. Hallelujah. The glory has left the earth. What is left now for the earth is the day of the Lord, judgment. It's the same pattern. The only thing that is still keeping this world the way it is now, it is because his own. He's preparing us. He's preparing us. If you are having any fire, don't say you have received the glory yet. If you pray for the sick, miracles are taking place. You are seeing vision. It cannot be compared to what God has when that glory will come down. And so what is God doing now? What he's doing now is putting his word in the heart of the people. He's preparing those vessels that will be in the John ministry. is busy. If you notice, there is a group of people on earth here that what their attraction is in the church is not a miracle. All of a sudden, there's a group of people that are looking for the word. They're looking for the word. And why? He said the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. You are hearing the word now. Only those who will obey the word will receive that glory. And we are busy now stuffing the word. Can't you see? Even me myself, I get surprised how he grants me understanding of his word. And all of a sudden, I could have followed other people going to the mountain every now and then. But there is something, it's not even my making, he's the one causing it, because he must raise people that will give this word. I'm telling you, I sound harsh, I sound hard, but I'm telling you, it is not me, it is a ministry. It is God establishing his word in the heart of the people. Ready for the coming of the glory. Let's bow down our heads. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, how we are living. Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Oh, yes.
Pure and holy.
Oh, tried and true. That should be your prayer now. That should be your prayer now. The sanctuary has to be prepared before the glory will come down. The temple has to be prepared before the glory will come down. The ark has to be kept in its proper place.
As we are living.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, prepare me. Talk to God. When this revelation came to me, I knew that my Christianity has not started. Lord, all that it will take for me to receive that glory, because it's that glory that will pack you home. It's that glory that will pack you home. Lord, just give me the power to do your will. Lord, give me the power. Reveal yourself to me. I'm ready to follow. I'm ready to follow. I'm ready to obey. I'm ready to obey. Oh, I'm ready to obey. Anything that I need to know now, Papa, cause me to know it. Cause me to hear it. I'm ready to obey. I'm ready. I am ready. I am ready to obey. Create in me a clean heart.
Oh, Lord, and renew thy spirit within me.
Create in me a clean heart.
not away from your presence, O Lord.
Say,
be not away. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will.
That's your prayer. That's your prayer.
Oh, this is my earnest cry.
Hallelujah.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray.
I don't know what aspect means anything to you of what I've spoken. But whatever it is, Lord, let me be part of the coming glory. Prepare me, prepare me, prepare me. Prepare me for the coming glory. Prepare me for the coming glory. Somebody talk to God. Talk to God. Even now, we can have a foretaste of that glory. Even today, 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 we can have a taste of that glory. All he wants is repentance. That's all. Repentance. Somebody talk to God. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have been blessed, can you clap your hand for the Lord?